Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. Let's continue to read the Gospel of Mark from where we left off last month. Mark, chapter 2, verse 13. Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, Jesus told him. And Levi got up and followed him. Now Jesus was well known for the miraculous healings he had performed. Wherever he went, many people came to him. He always healed the physically sick among them, and he taught them. At that time, there was a Jew whose name was Levi. He was a tax collector for the Roman government that had taken over Levi's home country, Israel. Levi was one of the few people who did not go to Jesus. The Bible does not tell us why he did not go. Maybe he feared that Jesus would be like all the other Jews who regarded him as a traitor and despised them. But the Bible is very clear that the Lord Jesus came to Levi and called him to be his disciple. After hearing the call of Jesus, Levi immediately got up and followed the Lord. Then Levi went home and prepared a feast for Jesus and those who followed him. Levi also invited his fellow tax collectors to the feast. Let's go back to the Bible. Mark chapter 2, verse 15. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Among the many people having dinner with Jesus, some were contemptuously dubbed tax collectors, as their jobs were to collect tax for the Roman government. Others were directly and disdainfully called sinners. They probably committed some sinful acts that were found out by the Pharisees. By the way, do you know the meaning of the English word pharisaical? You may want to look it up in a dictionary. This adjective came from the noun Pharisee, and its meaning, without any doubt, was derived from the Bible. Now, what impression do you have about the Pharisees? They seemed to keep a good record of other people's wrongdoings, and they enjoyed pointing fingers at others very much. Yes, I agree with your observation. The Pharisees at that time were the men of knowledge, the teachers of the Old Testament whom the people looked up to. They called the Old Testament the law and used it to judge others. They were too busy pointing out other people's sins to have time to examine themselves, what their hearts truly desired and what harm they did others. If they did examine themselves against the law, they would have realized that all men, including themselves, are sinners, coming short of the glory of God. They would know that God hates sin, but loves the sinners. That's why the Son of God came to us as a doctor and as a friend of sinners. Oh, how Jesus desired for all men to come to him for healing. Unfortunately, many of the Pharisees never understood the Lord's love for them. They went to hell in their self-righteousness. After Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead on the third day, some of the Pharisees realized that they were sick in spirit. They accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And do you know what? We will meet them in our glorious home in heaven. Okay, let's continue to read Mark chapter 2, verse 18. Now, John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus, How is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not? At this point, you probably observed an interesting usage of the English word fast. In this and the following verses, fast is a verb that means to abstain from food. If you have read the Old Testament of the Bible, you would have noticed that God commanded the Israelites to fast at appointed times in each year. Some people also voluntarily fasted in addition to those special occasions. Why is fasting good, you probably want to ask? Aren't we supposed to enjoy everything God provided for us with a thankful heart? Yes, indeed. But don't forget the fact that we are sinners. God desires for us to learn that man does not live on bread alone. He also desires for us to learn to deny our own cravings, knowing that nothing good comes from man's heart. From here, you can probably figure it out that the Pharisees fasted regularly. They made sure that everyone knew when they fasted, and their fingers were always pointing at people who were unlike them. Now let's see how Jesus answered these proud fasters. Verse 19. Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They cannot, so long as they have him with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, he pours new wine into new wineskins." Neither traditions nor outward piety can save us from the trap of sin and death. But Jesus came and died on the cross, removing the old wineskin. He rose from the dead to pour new wine into the new wineskins. And yes, he is now in heaven, and he plants in everyone who believes in his name a new life that will not decay, a life that is everlasting. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. May the Lord Jesus bless you. Bye-bye.